Members of the New York Stock Exchange met today to learn more about the organization's proposed merger with the electronic trading company Archipelago. The merger, announced late yesterday, would turn the exchange into a for-profit company. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, some analysts predict it could mark the beginning of the end for the exchange's famous trading floor.
All day today, investors, traders, and fund managers were trying to figure out just what yesterday's merger announcement really means. In the eyes of some big institutional investors, the merger with Archipelago will make it easier to trade large blocks of stock more quickly than they could under the familiar floor-based system. And even better, they'd be able to do so without their trades becoming public before they're executed. Mark Anson is chief investment officer at the California Public Employees Retirement System.
It is now acknowledged that electronic trading must be a significant component of stock execution, and that is a distinct change from where the stock exchange was just 5 years ago.
Stock exchange officials say Archipelago will coexist with the venerable floor-based system in which specialists stand amid the clamor of the exchange floor, buying and selling blocks of stock and essentially serving as middlemen between investors. Richard Silla, professor of finance at New York University's Stern School of Business, says there are a lot of questions about how the two systems will function.
They're fundamentally different systems, and it remains to be seen, you know, whether the floor traders want to dominate it or whether the electronic guys want to dominate it. The problems on the horizon are basically managerial problems.
In fact, the merger may be the beginning of the end for the floor-based system. Defenders insist that the floor-based traders bring liquidity to the markets, which helps small investors. But critics say the system is outmoded, and they point out that all of the world's other major exchanges use electronic trading much more than the New York Exchange does. Charles Geist has written several books on Wall Street.
My gut reaction to that is probably we've seen the last of the floor-based system. The Archipelago merger proves that NYSE is obviously looking toward the future.
Before the floor-based system goes, however, a lot of details have to be worked out, such as how to structure the deal financially. The exchange is technically a non-profit organization owned by its members. If the deal goes through, they would receive some money from the exchange, as well as shares of the new company. But retired seat holder William Higgins complained today that members aren't getting what they're due.
We're being bought with our own money.
To North Carolina Treasurer Richard Moore, who presides over his state's public pension fund, the idea of converting the New York Exchange to a for-profit company raises some difficult questions. Moore says over the years, the exchange has grown and prospered in part because as a nonprofit, it's gotten huge tax breaks and because it's had a privileged regulatory position.
They're taking the intangible and tangible accumulated benefits of that and immediately cashing them out for a very small group of people. I don't know that that's the correct way for this to proceed.
Moore says he hopes the Securities and Exchange Commission will study the ramifications of the merger carefully before approving it. But SEC Chairman William Donaldson has made clear he favors the general move toward electronic trading. And he predicted today that the merger would be a positive development for investors, ultimately making the business of securities trading more competitive. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.